Jimmy Davis. This is the infamous Jimmy Bird. And we welcome you to Bank and James Day.
The following broadcast is a production of the Lynchburg Hillcats and Minor League Baseball. Nestled within the Blue Ridge Mountains sits one of the oldest ballparks in Minor League Baseball. For nearly 60 years, this ballpark has played home to Lynchburg's lone professional team. It's a ballpark that's seen history and Hall of Famers. A ballpark that's seen its fair share of heroes and legends. A ballpark that has seen contenders and championships.
In Lynchburg, the 2017 Carolina League champions.
Last season, the Lynchburg Hillcats fell just short of the crown.
And the Charleston River Dogs are your 2022 Carolina League champions.
In 2023, they've set their sights on glory.
Break out the champagne! Lynchburg lives to see another day!
From Appomattox to the Blue Ridge Parkway, the Hillcats run Central Virginia.
The Hillcat hero! Strike him out, throw him out, double play. The third runner being waved around, he will score! Bases clearing double, the Hillcats are headed to the championship series.
Live inside Bank of the James Stadium, here's the voice of the Lynchburg Hillcats, Jason Prill.
Happy Wednesday evening, everybody, and welcome inside Bank of the James Stadium. Jason Prill here with you for Game 2 of the Carolina League Championship rematch from a year ago. Lynchburg and Charleston, the Hillcats and the River Dogs battling it out. Lynchburg picking up Game 1 yesterday in entertaining fashion. Three home runs, the first time they have done that in the last two seasons, as the power swing helped carry them to a much-needed victory. Though this series doesn't really matter too much standings-wise, it does matter in terms of momentum heading into the second half of the season. On the mound for Lynchburg tonight, it'll be Parker Messick. Messick returning to the mound after a rough outing at Kannapolis. He's been up and down in his last few outings. Against Kannapolis, he only went three innings, five runs on nine hits, two strikeouts. An uncharacteristic outing for Messick. He's 2-1 with a 3.40 ERA. However, the River Dogs will be tossing out Johnny Cuevas. Cuevas has struggled this year. He's 2-5 with a 7.68 ERA. They would love for him to settle in nicely and put together a solid start against Lynchburg. His last outing, though, against the Hillcats, one he probably would rather forget. Three innings, five hits, six runs, five of them were earned, two strikeouts and two walks back on May the 3rd. However, it's a different day. It's June the 14th, and we have Carolina League Baseball in store for you coming up in just a little bit. We're going to step aside, and when we come back, we'll hear the pregame thoughts from manager Jordan Smith. Yes, that's right. Jordan Smith back on the broadcast here this evening. So don't go anywhere. We'll be back with that interview after you hear this on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network and Bally Live. Stay close to the center of it all at La Quinta Lynchburg. Conveniently located near Routes 29, 460, and 501, La Quinta provides easy access to all that Lynchburg has to offer. La Quinta offers complimentary breakfast and Wi-Fi, a seasonal outdoor pool, and a fitness center. The hotel also offers meeting rooms and a business room, making it the perfect location for work and relaxation. Wake up on the bright side at La Quinta Lynchburg. Traveling with your family is not only affordable from Lynchburg Regional Airport, it's convenient too. Our daily departures offer easy connections on American Airlines through Charlotte to over 170 nonstop destinations. to check the great round-trip fares currently being offered to your vacation destination by visiting flylyh.com today and click Book Now. Prices are subject to change without notice and certain restrictions apply. Advance purchase is required and availability is limited. Low fares, less hassle. Check Lynchburg first.
Want to create a memorable group experience at the ballpark this summer? To learn more about how you can customize group outings, picnics, and skybox suite rentals, visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com today.
It's almost time for first pitch in Lynchburg. But first, it's time to hear the pregame thoughts from manager Jordan Smith. Once again, here's Jason Pripp.
Welcome back into the Lynchburg Hillcats pregame show. Once again, my name is Jason Prill, and we are pleased to be joined once again by the manager of the Lynchburg Hillcats, Jordan Smith. Jordan, it's been a little bit of time. How have you been? How's life? How have these last few ball games been for you guys?
Yeah, I mean, definitely enjoying life. All is well. Just trying to go out there and like continue to play consistent baseball and just honestly put together 9 consistent innings night in and night out.
Last night you came away with a pretty solid victory over Charleston. However, one of the things we've noticed as of late is more of a power streak going on. You have almost doubled your home run total in the last week. Last night we had 3 of them. Is that a different approach at the plate, or is it just guys settling in and finding that type of swing?
Valdi's done a great job with all of our hitters, but I think it's just starting to get some of their buy-in, kind of figuring out like what kind of hitter they are, and they're just taking a shot every once in a while rather than settling for a base hit. They're picking their spots to try to really drive the baseball.
Speaking of driving the baseball, Bubba Filia yesterday had 2 of those home runs, and he seemed to be sitting dead red on those fastballs. Was that his mindset at the plate, or is that just something that you've been telling him? Hey, focus on the fastballs, let everything else go by.
Obviously a career day for Bubba. He won us that game. He called the good game behind the plate as well and worked hard back there. Bubba's a kid that continues to work hard, looks into the scouting report, goes up there with a plan. Yesterday his plan worked out well, and he obviously had an awesome day.
And so we're approaching the end of the first half of the regular season. This being the last full series heading into that second half, how important is it for you guys to find some momentum heading into that long second half?
Yeah, I mean, I think we all want to go to playoffs. I think the team that wins the second half usually is the best team just as a whole. So, I mean, we're definitely going to try to gain some momentum, go into that second half on a positive note, and hopefully put together some really good baseball in the second half.
So one final question for you. Taking a look at tonight, Parker Messick back on the mound. He's been a little bit up and down in his last few outings. How does he find some of that consistency that we saw in the month of May?
Yeah, I mean, it's just for him, it's just getting ahead of hitters. When he gets in trouble, sometimes he tries to just nibble and be too fine. He has really good stuff. He knows how to pitch. He knows how to control the running game. But for him, it's just getting ahead of hitters early and then putting them away.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Jordan, and best of luck tonight.
Sweet. Thanks, Jason.
That was Jordan Smith, the manager of the Lynchburg Hillcats. When we come back, first pitch in the Hill City. Don't go anywhere. Baseball is on deck on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network and Bally Live.
If you're looking for a home, auto, or life insurance plan, look no further. State Farm has been offering great coverage at surprisingly low rates for over 100 years. Stop in and see one of the 4 Central Virginia insurance agents. For Lynchburg, call Chip Harvey. For Rustburg, contact Jack Dean. For Appomattox, call Sarah Saunders. And for Madison Heights, visit Kim Z. Gardner. Contact your local State Farm agents today.
The Virginia Commonwealth Games are back this summer in Lynchburg, Virginia, on the campus of Liberty University. Be a part of the tailgate party and opening ceremonies kickoff celebration. For more information, visit CommonwealthGames.org.
Catch all the biggest games of the season with the Hillcats Mini Plan. Choose a 5-game plan, 10-game plan, or an undated voucher pack and create your very own Hillcats ticket plan this summer. Visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com to learn more about Hillcats Mini Plans.
Lynchburg Hillcats baseball is here. From inside Bank of the James Stadium for the lineups and first pitch, here's the voice of the Hillcats, Jason Prill.
back inside Bank of the James Stadium as the Hillcats and the River Dogs get set for game two of this six-game series. Yesterday, the Hillcats got the better of the Dogs in game one as they won 7-5 in a power display that has not been seen in these parts for quite some time, probably since 2021. I don't have the official numbers, but based on who was on that team, I'm pretty safe in saying that it's been at least since 2021 when we've seen that kind of power display. Three home runs from the Hillcats, two of them by Bubba Filia, one of them by Lexer Sadui, and interesting enough, none of them in the lineup tonight. So Hillcats going with six new guys in the starting nine as they're giving a lot of guys some days off. But on the mound, it'll be Parker Messick as the left-hander looks to get back on track after a rough outing down in Kannapolis about a week ago. Should be a fun one tonight. Pretty clear skies up above, not much wind to speak of. We had a little bit of rain earlier this afternoon, but not enough to do anything to disrupt what should be a great night for baseball. Hillcats wearing their navy blue uniforms. The River Dogs in their all grays. But right now, let's toss it down to Rox Cruz and Cade Crenshaw to set the defense and the national anthem.
Fans, let's make some noise for your 2023 Lynchburg Hillcats. Fans, at this time, we ask that you please rise and remove your caps as we honor America with the playing of our national anthem.
Time for baseball in the Hill City. Jason Prill here with you as the Lynchburg Hillcats and Charleston River Dogs get set for game two of this six-game series. On the mound for Lynchburg tonight, none other than the left-hander number 15, Parker Messick. He's 2-1 on the year with a 3.40 ERA. His last outing, a little bit rough. Three innings, nine hits, five runs, no walks, and two strikeouts. However, on the year, in 45 innings, 49 strikeouts, 11 walks, 17 earned runs in 11 outings. So hopefully he can bounce back and get back to his winning ways here in the month of June. He'll face a lineup that looks a little like this for Charleston, leading off the speedy center fielder Chandler Simpson, batting second the first baseman Xavier Isaac, hitting third the catcher Dominic Keegan, batting fourth the designated hitter Cooper Kinney, hitting fifth the second baseman Carlos Colmenares, batting sixth the shortstop Ryan Spikes, who caused some issues last night for the Hillcats, batting seventh the third baseman Odalis Peguero, hitting eighth the left fielder Zon Diaz, and rounding out the starting nine, returning to the River Dogs, the right fielder Estanley Castillo. Those are the nine to go up against Parker Masick here this evening. As lefty, 6'2", 225 from Plant City, Florida, the 2022 second round draft pick by the Cleveland Guardians organization. Masick comes set at the belt, puts his glove to his nose, and he fires a fastball at 91 in there for a called strike. We are underway at exactly 6:30. It's cloudy up above, but pretty gorgeous night for baseball, 75 degrees. Big cut by Simpson, and he's down in the count 0-2. Masick kicks and delivers. Ground ball over towards second. It'll be Tucker who flips on to first for out number one, as the party gets started in favor of the Hillcats. Brown in left, Lipscomb in center, Kavanaugh in right. Devers over at third, and now it's short. Tucker, as we mentioned, at second. Coyado at first with Robert Lopez returning to his role behind the plate as the everyday catcher. Xavier Isaac will dig in as he fights off the first pitch foul. For strike one. Masick not messing around here early. Trying to get ahead of hitters. The 0-1 from the lefty. Missing a little bit down and away. Count is even at one apiece. Talking to Jordan Smith before the game, the manager of the Lynchburg Hillcats. We're here for our pregame interview. He mentioned getting ahead of hitters is important for Masick. Breaking ball finds the heart of the plate for strike two. The problems for Masick have come when he falls behind and he has to try to play catch up. And from there, the opposing team can sit on whatever they want. Most likely it's fastballs. That's below the knees. 2-2. His strength is that he plays off of his pitches well. When he has to turn to just one of them, gives the opportunity for whoever he's facing to square him up. The 2-2, line drive into right field. Kavanaugh giving chase. That'll bounce at the base of the wall. Isaac around first. He'll head into second. A strong throw on line. Off the bag as Isaac didn't think it was anywhere close. And then Hanau tried placing the tag on him, but he was able to get his pinky finger in there for a one-out double. First hit of the ball game for Charleston. Better start already than they had yesterday when they went 1-2-3 through the first inning. Dominic Keegan will get an opportunity with one away and a runner in scoring position. He had two RBIs yesterday. He takes a bit inside for ball one. Keegan is average up to 315 on the season. Four home runs, 30 RBIs. The 1-0 roped into left center field. That is drilled. Lipscomb looking up, and it is off the top of the wall. He plays it well, but nobody covering second, so back-to-back doubles for the River Dogs give them an early 1-0 lead. Keegan got a hold of it, and the 18-foot wall in left just kept it in the park. But a good start for Charleston. after a frustrating night yesterday. Cooper Kinney, after back-to-back doubles, will dig in with one away. Pulled the string on the first pitch. Kinney out in front, sitting on the fastball for strike one. Otherwise, it would have been a ball. Left-hander checks second and delivers. Another slider for strike two. Masick has been hit or miss in his last roughly four starts. More misses as of late. Two-strike pitch by the left-hander. Ground ball slowly dribbled up the middle. Backhanded play by Tucker. Tough throw. Collado could not scoop it, as that throwing error will allow another runner to score, as Tucker off his back foot threw it squarely into the dirt, and Collado could not pick it in time. Looked like Tucker hesitated as to whether to even throw the ball, and then realizing that Kinney was not as far down the line as he had anticipated, decided to double clutch and release, and instead he sent it squarely into the ground. Carlos Colmenares at the dish. He swings at the first pitch out to Lipscomb, who settles underneath it. Route number two, as Kinney will have to head on back to the bag at first. And Ryan Spikes, he had a night yesterday, two home runs. The first time this season the River Dogs had had a player hit two home runs in one ball game. Up to six on the year, and his average now bumped to 221. A guy that likes playing in Lynchburg. Good memories here for him. Part of the championship squad a year ago. First pitch is inside for ball one. Spikes was actually the guy who made the game-ending play as he fielded a ground ball due across the diamond to end the season. The 1-0 to Spikes. Blew it by him at 91, 1-1. And so clearly he has some joyous memories of playing here in Lynchburg. 2-0 advantage for the River Dogs. The 1-1 from Messick. A little bit low, ball two. Runner on first is Cooper Kinney after he reached on the throwing error by Carson Tucker. The 2-1. Another fastball at 92. Couldn't catch up to it. And the count is even again, two apiece. Lynchburg will have to play from behind for the second night in a row. The 2-2. Runner holds, cut on, foul tipped right into the glove of Lopez behind the plate. And Messick gets out of the frame, giving up one earned run, but two runs total as the Hillcats find themselves down 2-0 as we head to the bottom half of the first inning here in Lynchburg. Don't go anywhere. Plenty more baseball to come on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network and Bally Live. Check out Creative Edge Design Incorporated for your signs, banners, and wrap services. We are a 3M certified graphics installation company backed by a 3M warranty, protecting your graphics against any cracking, fading, or peeling for over 10 years. Your graphics will continue to look exactly like they did on the day they were installed. Visit us at cedi.biz for more information. Creative Edge Designs, custom designs for you.
Want to create a memorable group experience at the ballpark this summer? To learn more about how you can customize group outings, picnics, and Skybox suite rentals, visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com today.
Hello, this is Jordan Smith, the Lynchburg Hillcats manager. You're listening to Hillcats Baseball.
Johnny Cuevas on the mound for the River Dogs this evening. Cuevas has not had a great season thus far. He's 2-5 with a 7.68 ERA in 11 games. He's given up 37 earned runs, 31 strikeouts, 19 walks, and just over 43 innings. His last outing, he went 3 innings, 4 hits, 5 runs, 4 walks, and 2 strikeouts, as command a little bit of an issue in his last trip to the mound against Fredericksburg a week ago. Guy Lipscomb will lead things off for the Hillcats tonight, as Cuevas, the right-hander, has it fought off foul down the left field line to get the Hillcats started in the bottom half of the first inning. Lipscomb, second in the Carolina League in stolen bases. The 0-1 upstairs, 1-1. Just behind Simpson, who's in center field for the River Dogs. The 1-1. Ground ball over towards second. Sliding play by Caminares as he flips it away on an off-balance throw. Lipscomb scampers back as he didn't have enough of a turn to head on down to second. So an error on Caminares gives the Hillcats the leadoff runner aboard. It was going to be a tough play, and you understand why he rushed himself. Lipscomb with a lot of speed over at first, but not a very helpful moment when it comes to getting Cuevas settled. Perez Cavanaugh takes a called strike. 0-1. Lipscomb, Cavanaugh, Hinnow, Cuellado, Lopez, Tucker, Devers, Fascia, and Brown. The 9 in order for the Hillcats. The 0-1 chopped right back to Cuevas. He'll go to second for the force, and then back to first, not in time, as Cavanaugh will beat it out to avoid the double play. However, the fielder's choice eliminates the speedy Lipscomb. Heads-up play by Cuevas. Cavanaugh still with speed at first, but not the same level of speed as Lipscomb, as Angel Hinnow will dig in with one away here in the bottom half of the first inning. Corner is pulled in as Hinnow takes upstairs for ball one. Cuevas works quickly as the 1-0 slapped foul and out of play. Well, not actually out of play. It ricocheted off the top of the, I think that might have hit the padding past the seating area. The 1-1 in the dirt. Hinnow laid off. 2 balls and a strike. Hinnow got the night off yesterday to open up the series. He's batting 275 with 3 RBIs. Still adjusting to being in Lynchburg after the extended spring training. Slow chopper over toward first. Isaac onto the shortstop. Spikes back to first. Not in time. And once again, the Hillcats avoid a double play on a slow ground ball. Back-to-back fielder's choice as Mike Cuellado will try to extend the inning a little bit further. Somehow they have a hit and an error on the scoreboard, despite only being one or the other. Cuellado has it fouled away for strike one. Lipscomb did not advance a base, and so it should be ruled either a hit or an error. Throwback, not in time. It was close play as it now just dove back. The 0-1 to Cuellado. Chopper over toward first, ate up Isaac, but he stuck with it. As 3 straight ground balls end the inning after the Hillcats got their leadoff runner aboard here in the first. We head to the second. Lynchburg trailing 2-0 when we come back on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network and Bally Live.
Scientech Systems is your technology partner. Whether it's business class internet, phone and TV, or their world-class IT services, Scientech is here to manage your technology needs so you can focus on what you love to do. Visit Scientech.com for a free quote today.
Hey there, Hillcats fans. 76 would like to invite you to save up when you fill up. Download the new Fuel Forward app today and save money every time you fill up at a 76 station. The new Fuel Forward app is the easiest way to pay and save on fuel. 76, we're on the driver's side.
You're listening to Hillcats Baseball on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network.
Well, it's the time of the year where the bugs on the field start to play a major factor in what goes on. The umpires in between innings getting treated with some bug spray, trying to get rid of all the gnats and mosquitoes that seem to surface above Bank of the James Stadium. As Lynchburg finds themselves down 2-0. Heading to the top of the second inning. Parker Messick remains on the mound for another inning of work. He had a tough first inning. Back-to-back doubles gave Charleston the lead, and then an error allowed another runner to score. It'll be Odell's Peguero to lead things off. He squares around. Punches it past Messick. He's not going to be able to make the play, and neither will Devers at third. As Peguero with a perfectly placed bunt jumps on Messick first pitch and beats it out for an infield single. Had just the right amount of pace on it. It's on Diaz at the dish. Diaz takes one down and away for ball one. He was the designated hitter yesterday. He had a pretty solid night. Two singles, a walk, and a pop out. Runner on first, the 1-0 for Messick. Down in the dirt. Two balls and no strikes. Messick pretty solid at holding runners, being a left-handed arm. Able to look guys back. The 2-0 sharply hit over towards short. Hanau off balance to second for one. Tucker falling down. He slipped on top of the bag, which will allow Diaz to beat it out for a fielder's choice. It's going to be a tough play as Hanau had to range backhand side. And Tucker was late getting to the bag, and then he slipped and never regained his balance as Estanley Castillo back into the lineup for Charleston. Just called up today from the Complex League. He takes a called strike, 0-1. He is an intimidating figure. Castillo listed at 6'4", 264. Absolute tank. The 0-1 to Castillo. In the dirt. He laid off. One ball, one strike. Castillo, a right-handed hitting outfielder. In right field tonight. The 1-1. Blew it by him at 92 miles an hour, 1-2. Castillo batting 141, four RBIs. Before he ended up heading back down to the Complex League. Two-strike pitch for Parker Messick. But first a throw over. One aboard, one away. A 2-0 lead for the River Dogs. The 1-2 pitch from the Hillcats lefty. Pumped it by him at 92. And there's two down. Chandler Simpson with an opportunity. Two away. He's 0-for-1. He grounded out to second to open up the ball game. He's a guy that, when he gets on base, will cause a lot of problems. However, the Hillcats have held him quiet thus far. 0-for-5 yesterday. 0-for-1 today. Simpson leading the Carolina League in stolen bases. Below the knees for ball one. They've gone after him and forced him to put balls in play. And he hasn't been able to do too much with them. That's it down to the count, 1-0. Breaking ball misses off the edge, ball two. And I guess if he gets aboard now, it's not the worst thing in the world with the runner in front of him. Though Diaz does have four stolen bases of his own. 2-0. Ground ball to third. Backhanded play by Devers. Long throw, double clutched, and rifled it in there for the final out of the inning. He thought he had a little bit more time than he did, but Simpson is retired, and the second inning comes to a close with the Hillcats down 2-0. We'll be back with the bottom half of the frame right after this on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network and Bally Live.
The YMCA has been serving Lynchburg and the surrounding community for years. With two Central Virginia locations, the YMCA has plenty to offer for kids and adults alike. To join or check out one of the classes, camps, or programs offered by the Y, visit ymcacva.org or stop in at their downtown or Jamerson locations. The YMCA is a proud partner of Lynchburg Hillcats Baseball.
Catch all of the biggest games of the season with the Hillcats Mini Plan. Choose a 5-game plan, 10-game plan, or an undated voucher pack and create your very own Hillcat ticket plan this summer. Visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com to learn more about Hillcats Mini Plans.
Mi nombre es José Debe. Hoy en fin, estoy escuchando Hillcat.
Bottom half of the second inning, 2-0 lead for the River Dogs. As the Hillcats put four in play, except they were all ground balls. One of them an error. Two of them a fielder's choice. And one of them an unassisted putout. Lopez, Tucker, and Devers do up for the Hillcats. Forgot to set the defense for the River Dogs. Diaz in left, Simpson in center, Castillo in right. Peguero at third, spikes it short. Colmenero at second. Isaac at the bag at first with Keegan behind the dish. Johnny Cuevas on the mound, the right-hander. Kicks and delivers up high for ball one to Robert Lopez. Lopez has been swinging a hot bat as of late, batting .236 with a home run and 9 RBIs. That finds the zone 1-1. Lopez digs in from the left-hand side. 1-1 down and away, ball two. In the last 10 games, Lopez is batting .316. 2-1 fouled back. He's also picked up a double, a triple, and a home run during that time span. And four RBIs. 2-2 to Lopez, the right-hander. Cuevas kicks and fires. Chopper over toward first, gobbled up by Isaac. He'll take it himself. Route number one. The Hillcats haven't been able to get anything up in the air. Everything's been a slow chopper. So Cuevas effectively running through the Hillcats order here in the first time through. Carson Tucker will dig in. Still getting his sea legs underneath him. 130 is his batting average, and RBI also to his docket. As he takes upstairs for ball one. This is only his seventh appearance of the season. That finds the zone 1-1. He was another guy that was dealing with an injury and spent time down in extended spring training. The 1-1 line drive left field. Diaz ranging toward the corner. It bounces in front of the wall, and Tucker, losing his helmet, will slide into second safely for the one-out double. For Tucker, that's his second double of the year. As he gives the Hillcats a runner in scoring position, the first time they elevated anything from Cuevas, found the corner, one hopped off the wall as Jose Devers, adding 200 on the season, 25 RBIs, would love to add to that with a base knock here. Tucker does have some speed, so if he can find some grass, I'm sure they'll send Tucker around, 1-0, as that missed up high. Hillcats still leading the Carolina League in stolen bases by a long mile. The 1-0. Devers fouls it back. 1-1. They've been a little bit more controlled. They were off to a rabid pace to start the season. They've tapered off a little bit, but still dominating the running game. The 1-1. In tight, ball two. Devers, one of the guys who has been successful on the base paths this season. 20 stolen bases, has only been caught four times. Cuevas checks second, the 2-1. Devers inside out, swing to right field, but right at Castillo, who makes the head high grab for out number two. He was playing in, and Devers just hit it right to him. Zach Fassia with two away. Hillcats trying to capitalize on the double from Carson Tucker as they find themselves down 2-0 here in the bottom half of the second inning. Lynchburg struggles when they have to play from behind. Some miscommunication between Keegan behind the plate and Cuevas on the mound. So Keegan will go out and have a word with his right-handed starter. Maybe just trying to remind him, hey, there's two outs. Don't worry too much about Tucker at second. They've used up their first mound visit of the game. Runner on second, two down. Cuevas delivers a called strike, 0-1. Fassia batting 214, a home run, six RBIs. Tucker with a minimal lead at second. Fassia, slow chopper to first, and the inning is over. Cuevas doing a great job of keeping things on the ground as the Hillcats struggling to put the ball anywhere besides the infield. We head to the third, a 2-0 advantage for the River Dogs when we come back on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network and Bally Live.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Revenge will be on the mind of the Lynchburg Hillcats as a rematch of last year's Carolina League Championship takes place at Bank of the James Stadium June 13th through the 18th. Join us on Friday as we give away 500 three-quarters length t-shirts for Backyard Hillcats Night. On Saturday, the Hillcats will be raising money for the Pediatric Brain Tumor Foundation as part of the Hillcats versus Cancer Night. Then on Sunday, sign up for the Father's Day barbecue to enjoy special treats for dads and their families. Get your tickets at Lynchburg-Hillcats.com.
Catch all the action all season long at Lynchburg-Hillcats.com. Now, back to the field. Here's Jason Pritt.
We head to the third. Lynchburg trailing 2-0. As they will have to play from behind here this evening. Xavier Isaac to lead things off here in the third. As Parker Masick had a tough first inning, but bounced back in the second. Love to have a quick third. With the Hillcats back at the dish. First one in there for a called strike, 0-1. The Hillcats not in a favorable position. 7-for-22 when they give up a run first. The 0-1. And the dirt, 1-1. Now those who prefer to look at the positive side of things would argue, well, they're 1-0 this week when that happens. However, really don't want to make it a consistent habit of playing from behind. The numbers show the Hillcats struggle. 1-2 as Isaac takes a called strike. But that's where they find themselves tonight after giving up two runs in the first inning. The 1-2 from the left-hander. Down and away, two balls and two strikes. And the other thing to note, something's got to give, I guess. Charleston has not won a Wednesday ball game this season. The 2-2 from Parker Masick. A little bit low, full count. Which is incredible when you think about it. We are in the middle of June. It's June 14th, and they have yet to win a Wednesday ball game. They're 0-10 on Wednesday. Payoff pitch to Isaac. Inside corner, called strike three. Sit down, see you later, Xavier Isaac. Thanks for playing. Dominic Keegan, who doubled home a run in the first inning, will step in. Maybe that will spark the confidence for Messick as he just caught the inside edge. Josh Halsey behind the plate, Shane Sullivan in the field. Is the umpiring duo for the series. That missed a bit wide. 1-0. Nobody aboard, one away. Left-hander working a little bit quicker. Misses a little wide. Ball two. Masick never rushes himself. He plays at a consistent, solid pace. The 2-0. Right in there. 2-1. And he knows how to control himself and keep everything in check. The 2-1. Downstairs, ball three. When he's clicking, he'll speed up a little bit. But otherwise, he remains pretty stoic and solid on the mound. The 3-1 from the lefty. Fouled out of play. Full count. Back-to-back full counts to open up this inning. As Keegan putting together a good at-bat. Payoff pitch from Messick. Slow chopper towards short. Hanau waits back on it. Sidearm throw. In time, two away. Cooper Kinney. He reached on an error in the first inning. And that error allowed Keegan to score, giving them the 2-0 advantage. It was an awkward chopper up the middle. And Tucker fielded it cleanly as the slider finds the zone for strike one. Maybe more of a curveball there. And Tucker He didn't think he'd have enough time to go to first, but Kenny was not hustling as he missed at that strike two. And so Tucker, after having kind of pulled up and pulled out of the play, tried to hurry a throw to first and spiked it into the dirt. The two-strike pitch from Messick pulled the string again, and Kenny goes down. A good 1-2-3 inning for Parker Messick as he is beginning to settle in here in the Hill City. We head to the bottom half of the third inning. A 2-0 lead for Charleston when we come back in the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network and Bally Live.
The Lynchburg Area Youth Sports Initiative, also known as LAZY, exists to make sports accessible to all kids through pop-up clinics, camps, motivational speakers, and their free sports locker. Have gently used gear and equipment sitting around in your garage? Drop off your donation in the LAZY Sports Locker donation cart to get one free general admission ticket to a Hillcats game. Support LAZY and help kids play.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
I'm Press Cavanaugh, outfielder, and you're listening to Hillcats Baseball.
We've reached the bottom of the third inning. Hillcats down 2-0 as Johnny Cuevas pitching well. Something that River Dogs fans haven't seen much of this year. Only once has he gone five innings, giving up less than one run, or one run or less, I should say. On pace to do that today. As Jordan Brown takes down low, right at the knees, I guess, for a strike one. Thought it was a little bit low for my angle, but the home plate umpire thought differently. Brown slow chopper past Cuevas, charging on it. It's the third baseman, Peguero, but he couldn't transfer it. And Brown will reach on an infield single. I don't know if they would have gotten him. Brown was hustling out of the box, and when Cuevas couldn't get there, Peguero was going to have to play it perfectly and rush the transfer from his glove to his throwing hand and couldn't secure it. As the top of the order will step in with a runner aboard and nobody out. Guy Lipscomb, he reached on an error in the first inning. He takes one down and in for ball one. Lipscomb put the pressure on the second baseman, Colmenares, in his first trip and forced him to rush a throw of his own. In there, 1-1. They have officially scored it as a hit. And just a hit, nothing more. Throw over, and Brown just in ahead of the tag. Lipscomb digs in from the left-hand side as that's a little bit low. Two balls and a strike. Sun finally creeping through. We haven't seen it all day in Lynchburg. The 2-1 on its way from Cuevas. Lipscomb turns on it and fouls it away. 2-2. The radar says 95 miles an hour on that last pitch, but Lipscomb would have had to be way out in front of that. The 2-2 inside, didn't get the call, and the count goes full. One aboard, nobody out, bottom of the third inning. Johnny Cuevas comes set for the payoff pitch to Guy Lipscomb. A throw back, and they got him. Brown was leaning, and the long pause retires the base runner. As Brown is picked off and the bases are empty with one away. You could feel that coming. Brown was ready to take off, and Cuevas knew it. Payoff pitch to Lipscomb. He drives it into right center field, but not very deep. Simpson will settle underneath it for out number two. That kind of took a lot of the air out of that at-bat, going from one aboard and nobody out to bases empty with one away. As Prez Kavanaugh will dig in, he grounded into a fielder's choice in his first trip. Kavanaugh also had the night off yesterday. First pitch catches the inside corner for a called strike. Cuevas has it slapped toward third. Gobbled up Pagero. Kavanaugh hustling down the line. Just got him. The throw beat him by a hair as Pagero was eaten up by the baseball, but stuck with it and got it across the diamond just in time to end the third inning. We head to the fourth, Lynchburg trailing 2-0 when we come back on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network and Bally Live.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Want to create a memorable group experience at the ballpark this summer? To learn more about how you can customize group outings, picnics, and skybox suite rentals, visit lynchburg-hillcats.com today.
It's time for a quick check of the Carolina League scoreboard. Back inside Bank of the James Stadium, here's Jason Brill.
Parker Messick remaining on the mound as we head to the fourth inning. A quick check of the out-of-town scoreboard. In the top of the sixth, part of a doubleheader, Salem leading 7-1 over Delmarva. Red Sox needing a win. They're now tied for Lynchburg in the bottom of the North Division of the Carolina League. Otherwise, no other games going on. Game two of that set to come up in a little bit at the conclusion of that first matchup. First one to Colmenares down low for ball one. Kannapolis defeated Down East 4-2 earlier this evening. As that fastball caught the corner. 1-1. Augusta at home defeated Carolina 6-5. Carolina has fallen off these last few weeks. Gone on and missed 1-2. When they came to Lynchburg, they were as hot as could be. They won the first five games of the series before dropping Sunday's affair. But then, since then, they have struggled. Two-strike pitch from Messick. Down and away. Two balls and two strikes. Down East now in line to win the North Division with the first half ending in just over a week. The 2-2 from Messick. Breaking ball grounded toward first. Coyado will take it himself. He steps on the bag for out number one. Ryan Spikes, he struck out in his first trip. There are some games coming up. Should be starting momentarily. Fredericksburg and Myrtle Beach. And Columbia and Fayetteville set to get underway at 7 o'clock, which was 14 minutes ago. Move by Spikes, 0-1. So maybe they just haven't reported scores, but those games yet to get underway according to MILB. The 0-1. That time he pulled the string and Spikes grasping at straws down 0-2. Messick has pitched well since that first inning. The 0-2. Went off speed again, and Spikes, flat-footed swing, strikes out for the second time, two away. Dallas Peguero, he singled in the second inning, but was retired on a fielder's choice. Peguero, batting 263, 15 RBIs. Messick into the motion as it misses out wide for ball one. Nobody aboard, two away on a beautiful evening in the Hill City. Chase to pitch, 1-1. Can't ask for better weather than what we've had these last few series, really. 1-1. Driven foul on top of the clubhouse for strike two. We've been blessed. Good weather, good crowds. The 1-2 from Messick. A little low. Two balls, two strikes. Went off speed and Peguero wisely laid off. The lefty to make his 58th pitch of the night, the 2-2. Went fastball, had it fouled away as Peguero stays alive. Messick kicks and fires. Breaking ball, a bender, fouled away. And Peguero continues to battle here. Good at-bat brewing for Odalis Peguero, the third baseman this evening. 2-2. Messick shakes twice, now delivers. Came with a fastball, and Peguero continues to battle. This is when a pitcher begins to get frustrated, knowing he's throwing good stuff. The batter just spoiling it. Looking for that put-out pitch. Popped up. Right field. Kavanaugh ranging toward the line, and it'll find the bullpen. Peguero making Messick throw a lot of pitches here. He was down in the count, 1-2. He took a ball and has fouled off four straight. This will be the ninth pitch of the at-bat. The 2-2 from Messick. Breaking ball, right field. Kavanaugh ranging back. That's going to be over his head and one hops off the wall. Peguero around second, heading toward third. Tucker comes up firing. And Peguero in with the slide for a two-out triple. Everybody was playing in, and he just lofted it over the head of Kavanaugh in right field as he wasn't able to track it down. Ball hung up there for a while as on Diaz. At the dish with an RBI opportunity, a 2-0 advantage for Charleston, top of the fourth. Just a bit inside, ball one. First runner in scoring position since the first inning for the River Dogs. The 1-0 to Diaz finds the zone, 1-1. Every time they had a runner in scoring position in that first inning, they scored in one way or another. Another good slider at 80 for strike two. Runner at third is Peguero. The 1-2 pitch from Messick. Slider. This one missed a bit inside. Two balls and two strikes. The lefty. Into the motion. The 2-2. Fastball fouled away. 93 from Messick. We've seen him get up to that 93 number a couple of times this season. Really rears back for those. 2-2. Ground ball, first base side, but foul. Messick once again struggling to find that strikeout pitch. As the River Dogs fighting and spoiling everything he hands over. Once again, the 2-2. Fastball dribbled off the foot of Diaz. So that caught him right on top of the toe. His front foot. So once again, we'll try again. Messick about to make his 70th pitch of the night. The pitch. That one got him as he tipped it into the glove of Lopez. Messick leaves the runner stranded at the altar. But his Hillcats find themselves down 2-0 as we head to the bottom half of the fourth inning here in Lynchburg. Don't go anywhere. Plenty more baseball to come on Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network and Bally Live.
Hey, Hillcats fans. Has your big bank just closed its doors? Come on over to Bank of the James. We make banking better in just 3 easy steps. First, stop by Bank of the James to open your account. Second, bring your current checking statement so we can help you with recurring transactions. And third, enjoy banking the way it should be. Why Bank of the James? We're your strong, local bank, and we're committed to you. Putting community first for 24 years. Come on over to Bank of the James.
Catch all of the biggest games of the season with the Hillcats Mini Plan. Choose a 5-game plan, 10-game plan, or an undated voucher pack and create your very own Hillcat ticket plan this summer. Visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com to learn more about Hillcats Mini Plans.
Hello, this is Jordan Smith, the Lynchburg Hillcats manager. You're listening to Hillcats Baseball.
A long conversation in between innings between the umpires and Sean Smedley, the manager for the River Dogs. And it looked like maybe they were discussing balks. Just the way the conversation was progressing, they were showing Smedley what Messick was doing with when he would plant his feet, as I guess first pitch misses down and away for ball one. Angel Hanau at the dish. Smedley was trying to say that he was pulling his hand out of his glove a little bit early, as that missed wide 2-0. Ground ball into left field as it found the gap between third and short. Hanau picks up a leadoff single. The umpires seemed pretty adamant that they weren't missing any sort of balk. But Smedley was out there for a while with that discussion. Mike Coyado at the plate. To now at first. Hillcats down 2-0 here in the bottom half of the fourth inning. Coyado adding 280. The 0-1 is fouled back, strike two. Coyado leads all active Hillcats in batting average. That's a two-strike pitch on its way. After a long pause, Coyado right back to the mound, and it'll bounce off the second base bag. Hanau had a great read on it. He'll go to third, and a lucky break for the Hillcats as the shortstop Spikes waited a little bit too far back on it, and it dribbled off the side of the second base bag. That's the third time we've seen that happen here at Bank of the James Stadium. So Hanau goes first to third on the lucky break. Coyado over at first. Cuevas will have to work out of some trouble here with Robert Lopez at the dish. 2-0 advantage for Charleston. Infield will trade two outs for a run. Their infield is in double play depth. Lopez pops it up, shallow right field. Castillo charging in. Colmenares just on the outfield grass makes the grab. Route number one. So Lopez swing a little bit too quickly. He chased something that was well high. And now the Hillcats will have to worry about a double play ending the inning. Carson Tucker, he doubled in his first trip to the plate. It was a rope down the left field line. And now at third, Coyado at the bag at first. As the first pitch, a bender misses out wide for ball one. Wind now blowing out toward right field. As the 1-0. Line drive into right field. Castillo ranging over. He won't get there. It's over his head. One runner will score. Here comes Coyado. He gets the stop sign at third. As Castillo got it in rather quickly. But a second double for Carson Tucker. This one comes with an RBI. As the Hillcats get a much needed run. So they trail 2-1. Three hits in the inning. They're still threatening with Jose Devers at the dish. And no double play in order. We'll see how Cuevas responds after giving up the run. I'm shocked the infield isn't pulled in. It's a one-run ball game. Bottom of the fourth inning. Devers thought about offering, but it was low, ball one. Got about halfway through his swing. Not a full check swing, but definitely didn't spit on it all the way. A 1-0 from Cuevas. Big bender misses high, ball two. A walk might not be the worst thing in the world if you're the River Dogs. Puts the double play back in order. Zach Fassie on deck, not much speed, so if he hits it into the ground, would be an ideally easy two. The fastball at 95 misses down and away, 3-0. The Cats threatening here in the fourth, three hits in the inning. Devers, 3-0, will probably be taking all the way. As that fastball took a little bit off of it to find the zone, 3-1. Devers with an RBI opportunity here. A base hit could give the Hillcats the lead. The 3-1 from Cuevas. Fouled back and the count goes full. He was sitting on a fastball and Cuevas brought a breaking ball. Now the payoff. Cuevas delivers, and it's fouled back. Devers underneath it. It's a hanging breaking ball. I think he was sitting a little bit lower in the zone and couldn't square it up. Once again, the 3-2 from Cuevas. Hard fastball. Devers did a good job to fight it off. And much like River Dogs did to Messick in the top of the fourth inning, Devers making the pitcher work. 3-2 once more. Slow chopper over towards short. They'll only get the play at first. But the Hillcats tie the game as Coyado comes home to score on the fielder's choice RBI. Tucker moves 90 feet closer to third. And now you really wonder, why didn't they pull the infield in? That was the perfect pace to come home with it. Now Zach Fassier will dig in. He ropes one foul for strike one. If they had the infield pulled in, they probably would have had Coyado at the plate and maybe would have had time to go get Devers down the line at first. At least would have made somebody think a little more about it. Strike two on Fassier. Nevertheless, we're tied two apiece here in the bottom half of the fourth inning. Hillcats have played from behind since the first inning, and they knotted up here at the two spot. The 0-2 from Cuevas with the runner at third. In the dirt, a good block by Keegan. Will keep Tucker 90 feet away. Fassier grounded out to first in his first trip to the plate. The 1-2 from Cuevas. Breaking ball that never broke. 2-2. Fassier, the catcher from Ontario. He digs back in for the 2-2. Had a fastball to his liking, but he popped it up left field. Diaz ranging in on it. Took an awkward route. He thought there was one out as he came up ready to fire after he made the grab. But fortunately for him, that was the end of the inning. However, Lynchburg ties it up two apiece as we head to the fifth here in the Hill City. Don't go anywhere. Plenty more baseball to come on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network and Bally Live. Stay close to the center of it all at La Quinta Lynchburg. Conveniently located near Routes 29, 460, and 501, La Quinta provides easy access to all that Lynchburg has to offer. La Quinta offers complimentary breakfast and Wi-Fi, a seasonal outdoor pool, and a fitness center. The hotel also offers meeting rooms and a business room, making it the perfect location for work and relaxation. Wake up on the bright side at La Quinta Lynchburg. Tonight's broadcast is directed and produced by Virch. Virch elevates your broadcast by supplementing your production staff with experienced switchers and operators. The graphics you're seeing on our broadcast tonight are powered by Virch's all-new graphics engine, offering advanced stats and personalized graphics on a budget. Visit www.virch.co to give your fans the next-gen viewing experience.
From Bank of the James Stadium, you're listening to Lynchburg Hillcats Baseball.
We head to the fifth inning. Jason Prill here with you. Lynchburg and Charleston tied at two apiece, as Parker Messick will remain on the mound for another inning of work. Lynchburg putting a two spot on the board in the bottom half of the fourth inning to get back in it, as it'll be 9-1-2 for the River Dogs. Estonley Castillo, he's 0-1. He struck out in his first trip to the plate. Fouls that one away. Strike one. Castillo misplayed a ball in right field. He drifted toward the line, and it was over his head, and he just could not recover, which allowed the Hillcats to score in the bottom half of the fourth inning. He pops this one up. Shallow right field, Kavanaugh ranging toward the line. He'll make the grab for one away. That'll bring up Chandler Simpson. He's still looking for his trip to the bases this series. It's only a matter of time. But to this point, and to the Hillcats' credit, they've done a good job of keeping him in check. Once he gets aboard, he causes problems. Big bender in there, strike one. Simpson almost beat out a ground ball to third in his last trip as he lines this one into left center. But Brown ranging over, two away. Simpson, that's the eighth time he's been retired in two games, as Xavier Isaac will take his cuts. He's one for two. He had a double in the first inning, struck out looking in the third. Messick, the 75th pitch. A lot of off speed from him in this ball game, as that's a strike. More than we typically see from the left-hander. Almost playing off of that curveball tonight. There it is again. That one a little low. 1-1. Typically he plays off the fastball, but tonight he's firing a lot of curveballs. It's worked out for him. The 1-1. Game with a fastball there. Chopped to third. Devers flip on to first, and the inning comes to a close. A 1-2-3 fifth for Parker Messick, as we remain tied heading to the bottom half of the inning. It's Lynchburg 2, Charleston 2 on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network and Bally Live.
Lynchburg Regional Airport is going strong. For many years now, Lynchburg's low fares have been among the most competitive in the area, and our conveniently scheduled flights offer easy connections on American Airlines through Charlotte to over 170 nonstop destinations worldwide. So, check the great round-trip airfares currently being offered by visiting flylyh.com today and click Book Now. Prices are subject to change without notice, and certain restrictions apply. Advance purchase is required, and availability is limited. We're ready when you're ready. Check Lynchburg first.
Become a Hillcats season ticket member and never miss out on any of the action. Save money on tickets, enjoy VIP parking, and meet the Hillcats team for a season ticket member autograph session. Visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com to learn more about becoming a Hillcats season ticket member.
Mi nombre es José Debe. Hoy en fin, está escuchando Hillcats.
Jordan Brown, Guy Lipscomb, and Prez Kavanaugh due up for the Hillcats in the bottom of the fifth inning. Johnny Cuevas remains on the mound despite giving up the two earned runs in the bottom half of the fourth inning. He's pitched well other than that one inning. As Jordan Brown, he singled in his first trip to the plate. It was a slow chopper right past Cuevas, and Aguero tried to field it, but didn't have enough time to transfer as Brown beat it out. Ran up high for ball one. Brown now second on the team in home runs at four. He grounds it over toward third behind the bag. Peguero, a long throw. Good scoop by Isaac at the bag. One away. As I was saying, Brown had that home run lead over Bubba Filia, but then yesterday he exploded for two home runs. He now sits above Brown with five. Guy Lipscomb at the dish. He takes a called strike. He's one for two. He flew out to center field in his last trip. Single back in the first inning. And there again, strike two as Cuevas bumping the zone. That one missed wide, took something off of it at 84. One ball, two strikes. Cuevas, the right-hander, has it fought off foul. And it remains one ball, two strikes. Cuevas attended Southern Nevada University as Lipscomb continues to battle. He's from Indio, California. 12th round pick of the Rays in 2021. River Dogs being a Rays affiliate. The 1-2 from the right-hander. Down and away, 2-2. Nobody aboard, one away. Here in the bottom half of the fifth inning of a tie ball game. 2-2 from Cuevas. Lipscomb drives it to center, but an easy play for Simpson. Record the second out. Brez Kavanaugh will take his cuts. He's 0 for 2. Takes a called strike down and away for strike one. Sun beginning to fade here in Lynchburg. As Kavanaugh ropes this one to right field, Castillo ranging back, reaches up, and on the run makes the grab. Nice play by Castillo in right field. We'll end the fifth. We remain tied at two as we head to the sixth here in the Hill City. Listening to Hillcats Baseball on Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network and Bally Live.
If you're looking for a home, auto, or life insurance plan, look no further. State Farm has been offering great coverage at surprisingly low rates for over 100 years. Stop in and see one of the four Central Virginia insurance agents. For Lynchburg, call Chip Harvey. For Rustburg, contact Jack Dean. For Appomattox, call Sarah Saunders. And for Madison Heights, visit Kim Z. Gardner. Contact your local State Farm agents today.
Celebrate Independence Day at the ballpark as the Hillcats return home for a two-week homestand June 27th through July 9th as they face the Delmarva Shorebirds and the Salem Red Sox. Get your tickets today at Lynchburg-Hillcats.com.
Hillcats baseball is in full swing. It's time for a quick game recap on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network. Here's Jason Prill.
2-2 as we head to the sixth inning here in Lynchburg. Not much to recap you on. The first inning, Charleston struck for two back-to-back doubles by Isaac and Keegan. And then a throwing error by Carson Tucker helped them get two runs. And then Lynchburg, they struck with two in the fourth inning. Three hits in the first four batters of the inning. And then a fielder's choice by Jose Devers allowed the Hillcats to tie the ball game. Two runs, four hits, no errors for Charleston. Two runs, six hits, one error on the Hillcats. It'll be Dominic Keegan to lead things off. As Messick remains on the mound, that missed a bit wide, ball one. There is some action going in the Hillcats bullpen, so I don't know if Messick will go the full inning. The 1-0, up above the belt, ball two. My guess is they'll give him an opportunity to try to get three outs, but if he gives up a base runner or has a long at-bat, that'll be the end of the line for him. 2-0 catches the corner. Two balls, one strike. Zach Jacobs scheduled to be the piggyback for Messick this evening. The 2-1 from the lefty. A little wide. Messick not a big fan of the call. Three balls and a strike. The lefty kicks and fires the 3-1. Missed inside. And a leadoff walk for Dominic Keegan. Cooper Kinney at the plate. With the lefty at the dish, they're going to remain with Messick for at least one more batter. He's at 83 pitches after that one pumped in a strike. Messick not happy with the zone in that last at-bat, showing some visible frustration. Timeout is called as a ball got loose out in right field. Kavanaugh in no hurry to grab it. As the bullpen being so close to the field happens about four or five times a series here at Bank of the James Stadium. The 0-1 from Messick. Breaking ball, Kinney took a healthy cut and came up with air, strike two. Runner at first, nobody out. The two-strike pitch from Parker Messick. Got him. Seventh strikeout for the left-hander. As Kinney goes down swinging for out number one. As Carlos Colmenares will dig in. Once again, another lefty, and so Messick will get another batter. Is at 85 pitches. Runner breaks for second. A breaking ball misses inside. Lopez, a strong throw. Tag applied. Not in time. And everybody from Hanau to Lipscomb in center all in major disagreements with the infield umpire. So a stolen base for Keegan. That'll be his second. It was a bang-bang play at the bag. The River Dogs have a runner in scoring position, one away and a 1-0 count on Colmenares. Down and away, ball two. Tie ball game, top of the sixth inning, a 2-2 score. 2-0, fought off, back to the screen, 2-1. Lynchburg trailed after the first, tied it in the fourth. The 2-1, missed a little bit wide, three balls and one strike. The River Dogs trying to win their first Wednesday ball game of the season. Still blows my mind every time I say it. The 3-1 from the left-hander. As it fouled away, came with a fastball at 90. Full count. Runner on second, one away, 2-2 here in the sixth. Lefty on lefty matchup as Messick leans in for the sign. He'll come set. The payoff pitch. Went breaking ball and Colmenares just got a piece of it to stay alive. Keegan on second after the walk and stolen base. Once again, the 3-2 from the lefty. Ground ball, first base, but foul. Messick now over 90 pitches. So this will almost certainly be his final batter of the ballgame. But the pitcher is still getting loose out in the pen. The payoff. Breaking ball, one hop smash to Tucker at second. He'll go to first to get the out. Two away. Keegan goes down to third, and here comes Jordan Smith as Messick will hand the ball over to his bullpen. In a tie ball game, and a runner still stranded at third. He is responsible. Messick would love to keep going. He doesn't want to hand the ball off, but understanding that, he has to. As he gets an ovation from the home crowd, we'll meet the new pitcher when we return after this on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network and Bally Live. This summer, spend your evenings at the ballpark with the Lynchburg Hillcats as they look to return to the Carolina League playoffs. Join us all season long for fun promotions, weekly fireworks shows, and America's pastime. Want to raise money for your school, religious organization, or nonprofit? Visit the Community Champions page on our website to turn baseball into bucks. For more information or for tickets, visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com.
Become a Hillcats season ticket member and never miss out on any of the action. Save money on tickets, enjoy VIP parking, and meet the Hillcats team for a season ticket member autograph session. Visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com to learn more about becoming a Hillcats season ticket member.
You're listening to Hillcats Baseball on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network.
It'll be Zach Jacobs on the mound as Parker Messick's day is done with two outs in the top of the sixth inning of a tie ball game. As Jacobs making his 14th appearance of the season, he's 5-1 with a 3.82 ERA in just under 38 innings. 16 earned runs, 47 strikeouts, 12 walks. Opponents are hitting .213 off of him. Jacobs in his last outing on June 9th went 4 innings, 1 hit, no runs, 5 strikeouts, 2 walks. So a good outing for Jacobs, his last time out. It'll be Ryan Spikes to try and bring home that runner from third. With two away here in the top half of the sixth inning of a tie ball game. Lynchburg and Charleston, a rematch of the Carolina League Championship from a year ago. A right-hander delivers a called strike at 81. You're not sitting on a breaking ball to open up an at-bat from a new pitcher if you're Spike, so a good job by the Hillcats to catch him off balance. The 0-1. Came back right with the same pitch. Strike two as it's foul tipped into the glove. We'll see if he tries to throw it three times. Or if he speeds him up with a fastball. The 0-2. Good block by Lopez as he went right back with a slider. Three straight to open up his outing. Runner at third is Dominic Keegan. The 1-2 from Jacobs. Check swing, and it's fouled back as Spike stays alive. He's struck out twice so far tonight. As the right-hander kicks and fires, a fastball past the dive of Collado at first, and the River Dogs have the lead. Kavanaugh cuts it off in the corner. The throw in, not in time, as Tucker will prevent it from getting to second. And it's a 3-2 lead for the River Dogs on the RBI double from Ryan Spikes past the diving Collado at first. And Charleston back out in front. Dallas Peguero will be the batter. That run will belong to Parker Messick, so he's now in line for the loss as the first pitch to Peguero misses in tight. Tough break for him as Messick has pitched well. He's had a rough first inning. Not entirely his fault either. Popped up left field. Going to be a tough play. Three guys converging on it. It'll be Devers right up against the line. For the final out of the inning. We out of the bottom half of the sixth inning. Charleston now leads it 3-2. When we return on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network and Bally Live.
The Virginia Commonwealth Games are back this summer in Lynchburg, Virginia, on the campus of Liberty University. Be a part of the tailgate party and opening ceremonies kickoff celebration. For more information, visit commonwealthgames.org.
They say you never know what you'll see when you go to the ballpark. The Lynchburg Hillcats want to give you something to look forward to every time you come to Bank of the James Stadium. Join us every week this season for our nightly promotions that will be sure to keep you coming back for more baseball. Drink specials every Thirsty Thursday, fireworks every Saturday night, and kids eat free all Sunday long. Get your tickets today at Lynchburg-Hillcats.com or by calling 434-528-1144.
I'm Press Kavanaugh, outfielder, and you're listening to Hillcats Baseball.
Jake Christensen will take over for Johnny Cuevas, who pitched well here this evening, arguably one of his better outings of the season. Only one rough inning, and he avoided it without much problem, giving up only the two runs. Cuevas, the book is closed. Five innings, six hits. Two runs, they were both earned, no walks and no strikeouts. So the Hillcats did a good job putting everything in play. It'll be Jake Christensen here for the sixth. He'll face Angel Hanau, who squares around and pulls it back, though it's in the zone, for strike one. Christensen, a right-hander, fires a breaking ball. Strike two. He's 2-0 with a 1.44 ERA. In 13 games, he's only given up five earned runs. As that misses wide, 1-2. Christensen comes in with a scoreless inning streak of just under 13 innings. As that missed low, 2-2. He struck out 31, walked 13, and just over 31 innings. The 2-2 popped up and out of play. So now stays alive. So the Hillcats will have a tough, tall task in front of them with the 6-3 right-hander from St. Paul, Minnesota on the mound. That missed wide, ball three. Presumably he'll go a few innings. Maybe even the rest of the ball game. The payoff, and now jumps out of the way of a pitch inside, and the Hillcats will get their leadoff runner aboard here to open up the sixth inning. As Mike Coyado will dig in. Hillcats down 3-2. Charleston, knowing they need a win, just to right the ship and boost some morale. Going to Christensen here. Typically a part of a piggyback with a different guy in their rotation, but turning to him here. Foul tipped right into the glove of Keegan for strike one. The 0-1 from the right-hander with Hanau leading off first. Coyado ropes it, just foul down the first base line. Isaac just barely missed getting a piece of it. If he had, that might have been a fair ball. That was right down the first base line. Nevertheless, 0-2. The right-hander delivers. Coyado fights it foul at 91. Crucial moment here in the bottom half of the sixth inning with Jake Christensen on the mound. Two-strike pitch to Coyado. A long pause. Down and in. A good pick by Keegan to prevent that from getting to the backstop. A right-hander will throw over to first to now back with a dive. Already one runner picked off today. That was Jordan Brown back in the third inning. As Cuevas caught him leaning. The 1-2 to Coyado. He chased one that was up and in, but got a piece of it to continue the battle. The 1-2, Coyado goes opposite field, hooking toward the corner and just out of the reach as the left fielder Diaz went crashing through the bullpen gate and it landed out of play. He appeared frustrated that the gate didn't hold him. I think it would have still just been out of the reach of his glove, but nevertheless, Coyado stays alive for at least one more pitch. Good at-bat for Coyado, despite being down 0-2 to open up the at-bat. Here's the pitch. He fights it off left field again. Another tough play for Diaz. Sliding, making the grab up against the wall. He didn't have much space to work with. And he ends the at-bat for Coyado on a nice sliding play. In foul territory. Hillcats bullpen chirping at Diaz now after making the play right in front of him. Robert Lopez 0-2 on the day. He'll step in. Lopez has played well since coming up in replace of Manuel Mejias and his injury. As the first pitch, a called strike, 0-1. Lopez probably wasn't slated to make his debut in Lynchburg this season. Maybe toward the end, but he got called up earlier than anticipated with the injury to Mejias. He has played well. A throw over toward first and now back with a dive. Lopez from Caracas, Venezuela. The 0-1. Grounded sharply foul. Strike two. Lopez has actually been the best hitting catcher. He's known more for his defense. And other than Victor Planchard, who ended up getting more time at first base last season, he has the highest average for a catcher in Lynchburg in the last two seasons. The 0-2 pitch. Chased one well up above his forehead. And there's two away. That'll bring up Carson Tucker. He's 2-for-2. He's got a nice night going. Two doubles. One to either corner. As he's used the whole field. And now takes his lead off first with two away. As a breaking ball is in there for a called strike. And now walk to open up the inning. As Jake Christensen came on in relief of Johnny Cuevas. The 0-1 well upstairs, almost sailed it. 1-1. Tucker also has an RBI earlier today. Two of them now on the year. The 1-1 to the right-hander. Down and away. Ball two. Hillcats would love if Carson Tucker can get his bat going. He has the potential to be dangerous. The 2-1. Down below the knees, ball three, and a good hitter's count. Brother of former major leaguer Cole Tucker. First round pick by the Guardians several years ago. But just has not been able to find his footing since being drafted. The 3-1. Line drive into center field. Simpson will play it on a hop as Tucker has a 3-for-3 night. One of his best ball games as a Hillcat in the last two seasons. That was a nice, pure, easy swing as Levi Romero will make the jog out to the mound to talk to Christensen, an uncharacteristic inning. He doesn't give up many base runners. We mentioned 13 walks, 20 hits. He's got a whip. Well, it's not going to show me. Well, he's averaging about one base runner an inning. The MLB research tool apparently doesn't want to put whip on their page. Walks and hits per innings pitch. But it's sitting right about one for Christensen. But he's given up two base runners here in the bottom half of the sixth. Charleston clinging to a 3-2 lead. Jose Devers will dig in with two away. He takes a called strike, 0-1. Just past 8 o'clock here on the East Coast. As the 0-1 from Christensen. Ground ball over toward third. Pass to diving Ruggiero into left field. The throw comes home. Play at the plate. Slide in time. Hanau furious with the home plate umpire as the throw was a little offline. Keegan readjusted. Jordan Smith down to argue. He came down quickly and he is chirping with the home plate umpire and a bit of disbelief. I'm kind of shocked as well. I thought he slid in under the tag. As the conversation's still going. Tough break. Would have tied the ball game. But the call goes in favor of the River Dogs. We head to the seventh. 3-2. Charleston out in front.
Check out Creative Edge Design Incorporated for your signs, banners, and wrap services. We are a 3M certified graphics installation company backed by a 3M warranty protecting your graphics against any cracking, fading, or peeling for over 10 years. Your graphics will continue to look exactly like they did on the day they were installed. Visit us at cedi.biz for more information. Creative Edge Designs, custom designs for you.
Become a member of Southpaw's Free Kids Club today and receive free access to select Hillcats home games, special member-only events, and lots of other fun benefits. Visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com to learn more. Southpaw's Free Kids Club is proudly presented by Lynchburg Dental Center.
You're listening to Hillcats Baseball on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network.
Tough break for the Hillcats as they thought they'd tied the game. But they still trail 3-2 heading to the seventh inning. Diaz, Castillo, and Simpson do up after Hanau was gunned down, trying to go second to home on ground ball to left field. A strong throw from Diaz, who's at the dish, retired him. But just barely, depending on who you ask, he didn't at all. That's why they pay me to sit up here and talk about it. The 0-1. Pulled the string. Diaz well out in front. Expecting a fastball for strike two. A lot of off-speed being featured in this ball game. Two-strike pitch from Zach Jacobs.
Blooper, shallow left. Going to be a tough play. Almost a collision as Devers and Hanau were converging on it. Devers will make the grab. One away. We can formally close the book on Masick. He went 5 2/3. 4 hits, 3 runs. 2 of them were earned. 1 walk, 7 strikeouts. So a solid outing for Masick. But he's in line for the loss as this one roped and it gobbles up Hanau as Castillo will pick up a single. Chandler Simpson at the plate. He's 0 for 3. Squaring around is Simpson, and it went foul. Probably the right idea. Zach Jacobs almost got trailed with 2 baseballs there. You saw the terror flash across his eyes as both Lopez and the home plate umpire went to toss him a baseball. They both made the motion at the same time. Thankfully, only Lopez released it, but Jacobs had to flinch. He cracked a smile on the way back to the mound. Simpson lays it down. Jacobs not able to field it cleanly. As Simpson finally gets aboard. A bunt single for the speedy center fielder. Gives Charleston 2 aboard with 1 away. Top of the 7th and a 1-run lead as Xavier Isaac digs in. And this is not the part of the lineup that you want to see in this situation. Jacobs would have had to make a strong throw to first to get Simpson. And now he's got to get out of a jam. 2 aboard, 1 away. Isaac chops it foul right into the front row. Lynchburg trails by 1, though they're out hitting the River Dogs 8-6. But that's not the column that really matters. The 0-1 down low. 1-1. A lot of speed trailing Castillo and Simpson. So a ball in the gap could score 2. Isaac out in front, strike 2. Isaac with a double in the first inning. He came around to score in that frame as well. Otherwise, he struck out looking in the third and grounded out to third in the fifth. The 1-2 popped it up. Third base side, Devers into shallow left. Now into medium dip in left. Will make the grab. 2 away. That ball kept carrying farther and farther away from him. As Dominic Keegan, Charleston's best hitter, will step in. He's 1 for 2, a double and a walk, and a ground out to short make up his resume tonight. Runners at first and second, 2 away. The right-hander bumps a fastball in there for a called strike. Jacobs piggybacking Parker Masick. That's the 0-1 on its way. Foul back, strike 2, and a big pitch up coming. Charleston, an opportunity to put some cushion in between these two ball clubs after dropping game 1 of the series yesterday. They lead by 1 here in the top of the 7th. The 2-strike pitch up and away. 1-2 as Keegan laid off. Keegan already with 1 RBI today. He doubled in the first inning.
That brought home Xavier Isaac. The 1-2. Slider down and away. And Keegan spit on it. Evens the count at 2 apiece. It'll be deuces wild. 2 aboard, 2 away, and a 2-2 count on Keegan. Here's the pitch. Fisted into right field. Going to be a tough play. Kavanaugh charging in on it. Will make the grab on the run. And the inning is over. The two base hits do no harm as Jacobs gets out of the frame. And we head to the bottom half of the seventh inning. Lynchburg down by one. It's time to stretch in the Hill City. After this on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network and Bally Live.
Scientech Systems is your technology partner. Whether it's business class internet, phone and TV, or their world-class IT services, Scientech is here to manage your technology needs so you can focus on what you love to do. Visit Scientech.com for a free quote today.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Hello, this is Jordan Smith, the Lynchburg Hillcats manager. You're listening to Hillcats Baseball.
Well, I've got good news and bad news as we head to the bottom half of the seventh inning. The good news is it's a one-run game. The bad news is Jake Christensen is closing in on 14 straight scoreless innings. The good news is, I guess there's more good news than bad news, so that's a good sign. You almost scored in the sixth. After a controversial play at the plate, went in favor of the River Dogs to end the inning. The bad news is, I guess it evens out, you still trail by one, and you only have 9 outs to work with. So that's the scene as we approach the bottom of the seventh inning. Zach Fassie aligns this one into center field. First pitch swinging for the Hillcats designated hitter tonight as he picks up his first base knock of the day. Jordan Brown will take his cuts. Hillcats have been able to pick up quite a few hits off of Christensen, something a lot of teams aren't able to do. But Lynchburg with a solid approach. That's the third hit off of him. And just over an inning of work. Brown takes out the knees in the inside corner for strike one. The 0-1. Brown grounds this one into left field. Back-to-back singles open up the seventh inning for Lynchburg. And now they're threatening again. Guy Lipscomb at the plate. He's 1-for-3. Christensen has been solid all season. We mentioned an ERA of under 1.5 for the right-hander. He was the 15th round pick by the Rays last season. The 0-1 to Lipscomb down at the toes. 1-0. The scoreboard had it wrong, and I looked there. My fault. 1-0 on Lipscomb. With two aboard and nobody out. Line drive in the gap could tie it. That missed down and away. Ball two. Christian, 13 2/3 scoreless inning streak. On the line here in the bottom half of the seventh. Just barely kept it alive in the bottom of the sixth. The 2-0. They throw back behind the runner at second. There's a ball. Fascia back with a slide. Bassia definitely not trying to steal, but maybe a little bit too large of a secondary lead. And with Spikes playing behind the bag at second, they had an opportunity, and it almost worked out. Lipscomb ahead in the count, 3-0. Should be taking all the way. He swings, grounds it into right field, as they'll throw up the stop sign to Fascia. Bases loaded. Three straight singles open up the bottom of the seventh inning. Lipscomb got the green light and picks up a base hit. Prez Kavanaugh at the dish. Now the infield will come in, wanting to prevent a run from scoring. Fascia at third, not much speed, so a ground ball would probably result in a throw coming home unless it's hit just out of the reach of an infielder. Kavanaugh 0 for 3, fouls it right back to the screen. That would have hit me had it not been for the netting. Fascia at third, Brown at second, Lipscomb at first. Three straight hits to open up the bottom of the seventh inning. Christensen having to work out of a jam. The 0-1, Kavanaugh takes a called strike outside edge, strike two. This will be a big first out if Christensen can pick it up. And all of a sudden, the inning dynamic changes. The 0-2 from the righty. Kavanaugh goes down, one away. Big strikeout for Christensen. The scoreless inning streak has now officially hit 14. Angel Hanau at the dish. One for two. He walked in the sixth and was gunned down at the plate trying to score. He leans out of the way of a fastball that catches the corner for strike one. The right-hander delivers. That one missed wide. 1-1. Bases loaded, nowhere to put them. The 1-1 from Christensen. And now behind a fastball. 1-2. Tying run 90 feet away. Inside, just missed the corner. Hanau might have sold it. It's 2-2. Go-ahead run at second. Insurance run at first. The 2-2 from the right-hander. Hanau pops it up. Third base side out of play. Crucial moment here. Ground ball could end the frame and keep Charleston in front. However, Lipscomb with speed over at first, and now some speed at the dish. The 2-2, chased a high fastball. Two away, back-to-back strikeouts for the righty, has him on the verge of getting out of the inning. Mike Coyado will step in. Coyado, 1 for 3. Two outs, bases loaded, one run game in the seventh. He pops it up. Going to be a tough play. Diaz and Peguero will converge, and Peguero makes the grab, and Christensen keeps his scoreless inning streak alive as he strands the bases loaded with nobody out. What an inning for Jake Christensen. Hillcats loaded it up on three straight base hits, and he pulled a rabbit out of his hat as they remain in front, 3-2, heading to the eighth here in the Hill City. We'll be back with more on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network and Bally Live.
The YMCA has been serving Lynchburg and the surrounding community for years. With two Central Virginia locations, the YMCA has plenty to offer for kids and adults alike.
To join or check out one of the classes, camps, or programs offered by the Y, visit ymcacva.org or stop in at their downtown or Jamerson locations. The YMCA is a proud partner of Lynchburg Hillcats Baseball.
Become a Hillcats season ticket member and never miss out on any of the action. Save money on tickets, enjoy VIP parking, and meet the Hillcats team for a season ticket member autograph session. Visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com to learn more about becoming a Hillcats season ticket member.
Catch all the action all season long at Lynchburg-Hillcats.com. Now, back to the field. Here's Jason Pritt.
A miraculous escape artist, Jake Christensen. Bases loaded, nobody out after three straight singles to open up the inning. And back-to-back strikeouts and a pop-out to third. Leaves the Hillcats with the bases loaded and still trailing by one as we head to the eighth inning. Zach Jacobs remains on the mound as Cooper Kinney will lead us off. He takes a breaking ball for a called strike, 0-1. Wow. 14 2/3 scoreless innings in a row for Jake Christensen. 0-1. In the dirt, one ball, one strike. It's a tough break. They had a golden opportunity to either tie or take the lead, and they walk away still trailing by one. Really takes the air out of the building. Line drive into center field. Lipscomb backpedaling on the warning track. Makes the grab. One away. Colmenares, 0-3. He'll step in. Right-hander Jacob says Colmenares squares around. Devers, gloves, off-balance throw, a good stretch, not in time. Colmenares picks up a bunt single. It's the second bunt base hit of the night for the River Dogs. They've executed that to perfection. Small ball playing in their favor as Ryan Spikes will dig in. He doubled home the go-ahead run in the sixth. It was the first batter that Jacobs faced. The run was attributed to Parker Masick. Line drive back into center field, and that'll get down as the runner will move forward 90 feet on the line drive single by Spikes. First and second, one away. As Dallas Peguero. He'll dig in. He's 2-for-3, a single and a triple. He flew out to third in his last trip. An RBI opportunity here could put this game out of reach here in the eighth. 3-2 advantage for the River Dogs. Big breaking ball crossed up Lopez as he wants to go out and have a word with Jacobs, as they may have changed up the signs with the runner on second, trying to avoid any sign stealing the legal way. The runner on second can relay signs back to Peguero. Gives them a little bit of an advantage, and in the eighth inning, everything counts. The 1-0. Fastball fouled away. 1-1. Last year, the River Dogs were excellent at picking up pitches and different tendencies. Ground ball to first. Cuellado eaten up by it into right field. Here comes the run for Charleston as they now take a 4-2 lead. on the single from Odalis Peguero. Spikes goes first to third. Coleman Arez scores. And Peguero now at first. Runners at the corners, still only one away here in the eighth inning. Now the difference in the ball game is the fact that the River Dogs capitalized when they had runners in scoring position, and Lynchburg did not. Throw back behind the runner at first and nothing doing. Now leaving the bases loaded hurts even more. It hurt enough as it was, but that's just like twisting the knife. First pitch to Diaz. He squares around. Squeeze play is on. It's popped up and caught by Lopez right at the plate. And a big break as they try to turn to small ball yet again. Stanley Castillo will try and drive home that runner from third and make it a three-run ball game. Right now, 4-2. Charleston in front with two outs in the top of the eighth inning. Runners at the corners. Line drive up the middle. Tucker, backhanded stab on to first. One-hop scoop by Collado. They got him. A solid 4-3 putout for the Hillcats. Keeps it a two-run deficit. We have the bottom half of the eighth. 4-2 in favor of the River Dogs on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network and Bally Live.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Hey there, Hillcats fans. 76 would like to invite you to save up when you fill up. Download the new Fuel Forward app today and save money every time you fill up at a 76 station. The new Fuel Forward app is the easiest way to pay and save on fuel. 76. We're on the driver's side.
Mi nombre es José Deve. Hoy en fin, estoy escuchando Hillcats.
All right, let's play good news, bad news yet again. Bad news is you're down 4-2. The good news is you've picked up five hits in the last two innings off of Jake Christensen. That's 25% of his hit total for the season. The bad news is he's closing in on 15 straight scoreless innings, and you have six outs to play with. That's where we sit. As Robert Lopez will dig in 0-for-3. He takes down and in for ball one. Christensen has made a lot of pitches. Last inning, he was met with three straight singles and then had to work out of a jam. 1-1. And boy, did he do it to perfection. He's able to keep the Hillcats off the board in what looked like an inning they were surely going to score in. Ground ball up the middle, past the glove of Colmenares at second. And once again, another base hit for the Hillcats off of Christensen. See if this time they can capitalize on it. First hit of the night for Lopez. 12th hit of the night for the Hillcats. Carson Tucker, he's got three of those 12. Two doubles and a single. And an RBI in the fourth as well. Off a double down the right field line. He grounds this one right off the glove of the pitcher. And everybody will be safe. Back-to-back singles to open up this inning as well as Christensen keeps getting met aggressively by the Hillcats. Tucker with his fourth hit of the night. A four-hit performance for Carson Tucker. Without a doubt, his best as a Hillcat. Jose Devers will dig in. Hillcats down 4-2 here in the bottom half of the eighth inning as timeout is called by the catcher, wanting to have a word with Christensen. Keegan will go out to the mound. Lopez at second, Tucker at first, and they may just be discussing what to switch their signs to with Lopez, the catcher, at second, knowing this strategy, having dealt with it in the top of the eighth inning. However, that insurance run looks mighty large right now for the River Dogs as they lead by two. Devers swung out of his shoes for strike one. Had to go down to a knee and almost fell on top of home plate. And he has to call time as he was swinging for the fences. Devers singled in the sixth, almost had an RBI, but Hanau was gunned down trying to score from second on a bang-bang play at the plate. The 0-1 to Jose Devers. He fouls that one into the net. Strike two. Christensen trying to get to that 15th inning in a row of scoreless baseball. He's at 14 2/3. Runner on second for the Hillcats is Lopez. Breaking ball misses wide, 1-2. You have to capitalize here. You can't leave this inning empty-handed again. Back-to-back innings, you had runners in scoring position and nothing to show for it. Bloop shot flared into center field. Going to be a tough play. Dropping fast, and it lands in front of everybody. Has three straight hits, back-to-back innings. And the Hillcats have loaded the bases with nobody out. That just found grass. You couldn't have placed it any better. Simpson charging in. Colmenares ranging out. And neither of them could get there as he just pinpoint placed it right in between them. Zach Fassia with the bases loaded. Infield pulled back with the two-run lead. Fassia singled in his last trip and was left stranded at third last inning. He takes down and in for ball one. And this opportunity, a walk is as good as a hit. Trying to bring home any run that you can. The 1-0 from Christensen. Bassia takes down low again, ball two. There is some action stirring in the River Dogs bullpen. Christensen, 14 2/3, scoreless innings. He got out of the same jam last inning. Can he do it twice? The 2-0, missing wide, ball three. We'll see if Fassia gets the green light like Lipscomb did last inning with two aboard. Lipscomb was able to ground it into right field for a base knock. Now the base is loaded in a 3-0 to Fassia. Here's the pitch. He had the green light and he was swinging for the fences. It would have been a strike nonetheless, so a worthwhile hack, 3-1. Two-run ball game, bottom of the eighth, bases loaded, nobody out. Christensen comes set at the belt and delivers the 3-1. Fassia lifts it into right field. Castillo ranging back, looking up. It is off the wall. Here comes Lopez. Here comes Tucker, the third runner being waved around. Hillcats takes the lead. Zach Fassia, a stand-up triple. The scoreless inning streak is no more. A 5-3 lead for Lynchburg here in the bottom half of the eighth inning. And Zach Fassia delivers in the biggest way possible. A bases clearing 3 RBI triple. Infield pulled in as Lynchburg has the lead, still nobody out. Brown took a big cut. His hand came off the bat. Strike one. Now the crowd is into it yet again. Christensen could get out of the jam in the last inning, but if you play with fire too much, you're bound to get burned eventually. And the Hillcats have capitalized. 4 hits to open up the inning as it's 1-1 on Jordan Brown. Stand-up triple for Fassia. Wow. 1-1, they appeal. He did not go, says the infield umpire Shane Sullivan. That just missed getting out of here. Didn't look like it had the distance coming off the bat. That thing just kept carrying. The 2-1, Brown pops it out of play, 2-2. Down and away, full count. This is the first time Christensen has allowed more than two earned runs in a ball game all season. Payoff pitch to Brown, and he fights it away, spoils a good breaking ball to stay alive. Once again, the 3-2. Outside corner called strike three as Brown goes down looking. The runner still stranded at third, but now one away. And that'll be the end of the line for Sean Smedley. He makes his trot out to pull his reliever, Jake Christensen, who they had hoped would extend it the rest of the ball game. But four straight base hits to open up the inning, capitalized by a Zach Fassia stand-up triple. Gives the Hillcats a 5-4 lead here in the bottom half of the eighth inning. We'll step aside and meet the new pitcher when we return on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network and Bally Live.
Catch all the biggest games of the season with the Hillcats Mini Plan. Choose a 5-game plan, 10-game plan, or an undated voucher pack and create your very own Hillcats ticket plan this summer. Visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com to learn more about Hillcats mini plans.
Become a member of Southpaw's Free Kids Club today and receive free access to select Hillcats home games, special member-only events, and lots of other fun benefits. Visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com to learn more. Southpaw's Free Kids Club is proudly presented by Lynchburg Dental Center.
Hey fans, this is Zach Pelle, right-handed pitcher, and you're listening to Lynchburg Hillcats Baseball.
Boy, these have been some fun ball games, haven't they? Last night, a two-run victory for the Hillcats, three home runs carrying them. Tonight, an eighth-inning comeback when they were down by two, and a stand-up triple for Zach Fassia cleared the bases loaded and gave them the 5-4 lead as Jake Christensen's scoreless inning streak came to a close at 14 2/3. He played with fire just a little too much here in this outing. Infield still pulled in with one away, and Guy Lipscomb at the dish. Lipscomb, 2-for-4. As the first pitch from Matt Wyatt is down low for ball one. Wyatt, 15th outing. He's 0-3 with a 4.50 ERA. 26 strikeouts, 12 walks. Lipscomb ropes this one into right field. Castillo drifting back. He'll make the grab. Fassia will tag up and score. And the Hillcats lead by two, 6-4. As Lynchburg have put a four spot on the board in the bottom of the eighth inning. And that is how you capitalize when you have the bases loaded and nobody out. Prez Kavanaugh at the dish with two away as the first pitch misses wide for ball one. We can now officially close the book on Christensen. As that missed down low for ball two. Christensen went 2 1/3, 9 hits, 3 runs, and actually now 4 runs. They were all earned, 1 walk and 4 strikeouts. Kavanaugh took a healthy cut, 2-1. 2-2 as he caught a piece of it, but fouled it right into the glove of Keegan. I don't see any action in the bullpen. I may have missed some. There are some guys milling around out there. The 2-2, a slow roller towards second. That'll end the bottom of the eighth inning. However, Lynchburg, a four spot in the eighth, puts them out in front 6-4 as we head to the ninth inning. It'll be Zach Jacobs for the final three outs when we return to the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network and Bally Live.
The Lynchburg Area Youth Sports Initiative, also known as LAZY, exists to make sports accessible to all kids through pop-up clinics, camps, motivational speakers, and their free sports locker. Have gently used gear and equipment sitting around in your garage? Drop off your donation in the LAZY Sports Locker donation cart to get one free general admission ticket to a Hillcats game. Support LAZY and help kids play.
It's the Hillcats' biggest homestand ever. The Lynchburg Hillcats return home for 12 straight days of baseball, June 27th through July 9th. The homestand will feature four fireworks shows on July 1st, 3rd, 4th, and the 8th as we celebrate our freedom with America's pastime. On July 6th, we'll be partnering with 76 Fuel to give away 760 free tickets to fans who download the Fuel Forward app. Get your tickets for the biggest homestand ever at Lynchburg-Hillcats.com.
From Bank of the James Stadium, you're listening to Lynchburg Hillcats Baseball.
Lynchburg now leads by 2, 6-4. We head to the ninth inning. Jason Prill here with you as Zach Jacobs remains on the mound for the ninth. First pitch to Simpson is down low for ball one. If you're the River Dogs, you're hopeful because you have the top of the order due up here in this inning. Missing wide, ball two. And if you can get Simpson aboard, all you need is two to tie and force the bottom half of the ninth inning. In there, 2-1. And with Simpson, it's not if he would run, but when. So it's almost as if you're going to get a runner in scoring position on either a single or a walk. Missing down and away, ball three. Simpson picked up his first hit of the series in his last trip. He bunted it past the pitcher. The 3-1 to the center fielder. Missing the corner, and Simpson draws a leadoff walk. Coyado puts his hands on his head. Jacobs in a bit of disbelief, and some chirping coming from the dugout. But the home plate umpire, Jordan Smith, having a conversation from the top step. He already had a bone to pick earlier in the ball game with Josh Halsey. As Xavier Isaac digs in, tying run now at the dish. This one's grounded up the middle into center field. As Simpson around second, he will head to third. And the River Dogs have the tying run aboard here in the top of the ninth after the first two batters reach. First pitch swinging for Isaac has the tying run at first and the go-ahead run at the plate in Dominic Keegan. A beautiful sky up above. A burnt red out beyond left field, fading behind the Blue Ridge Mountains. Navy blue skies out in right field as Dominic Keegan digs in. In the ninth inning, Keegan watches a strike. Two-run lead for the Hillcats. 6 runs, 15 hits, 3 errors for the Hill City Kitties. 4 runs, 9 hits, no errors for the River Dogs of Charleston. The 0-1 from the right-hander. He drives this one to center field. Lipscomb charging in on it. Simpson will most likely tag. Here he comes. The throw, they're not even going to worry about him. As the River Dogs get their first run back, and they trail by 1, 6-5 on the sacrifice fly by Keegan. Isaac remains at first. He's the tying run. Go-ahead run at the plate in Cooper Kinney. And he, if he puts a jolt into it, could give the River Dogs the lead. He's got 5 home runs on the year. He takes one right at the top of the zone. Strike one. Runner at first, one away here in the top of the ninth inning. 6-5 lead for Lynchburg. Zach Jacobs on the mound. He throws back behind the runner. Nothing doing. They had 2 excellent games to open up this series. In both of them, the River Dogs have had the go-ahead run at the plate in the ninth inning. Kinney, the representative here with one away. Into the screen, strike two. Ground ball could end it if he can force something. Otherwise, a strikeout would do just fine. The 0-2 from the right-hander. Up and away, didn't chase. 1-2. Runner at first is Isaac. Cooper Kinney awaits the 2-strike pitch. Up and away again. Count is even, 2 apiece. Jacobs letting him back into the at-bat. Can feel the tension here in the press box. Crowd on the edge of their seats. The 2-2. Outside, 3. And if he walks him, the tying run moves into scoring position. Carlos Colmenares waits on deck. Runner on first, one away in a 1-run game here in the ninth. The payoff pitch from Zach Jacobs. Outside, 4. Jacobs puts his hands on his knees knowing that was a brutal at-bat. Ahead 0-2, and you end up walking him. Tying run now at second with one away, and Tony Arnold will make a trip out to the mound. Colmenares 1-for-4 on the day. He singled and scored in his last trip against Jacobs in the eighth inning. As Tony Arnold wants to settle him down and get his reliever back on track. I don't see any action in the Hillcats bullpen, so I'm assuming it'll be Jacobs the rest of the way. This doesn't appear to be a stalling mechanism. And it's definitely not, since Arnold already ended the conversation. With plenty of time still on the clock. One of the new rules is you only have 30 seconds for a mound visit. He only used about 20. Runners on first and second. Tying run 180 feet away. Carlos Colmenares at the plate. He takes one right at the letters for a called strike, 0-1. He didn't necessarily agree. Can't say I blame him. Infield in double play depth. Shifted over toward first. The left-hander at the plate. The 0-1 from Jacobs. Fastball. Strike 2. Over 1,400 on hand here tonight. Hoping to see the Hillcats pick up a second straight victory. It's been tough sledding these last few weeks for Lynchburg. This would be a sign of life as we head toward the second half. River Dogs trying to spoil it. The 2-strike pitch. In tight, and Colmenares sold it. 1-2. Jacobs was ahead 0-2 to Kinney before walking him. As the 1-2 on its way from Jacobs. In the dirt, a good block by Lopez. Two balls, two strikes. Do have a base open. You don't want to use it. Runners at first and second. One away. Top of the ninth inning. One run already in for the River Dogs. A 6-5 lead for Lynchburg. Here comes the 2-2. Got him! A big fastball tipped into the glove of Lopez. And there's two down. And the last hope for Charleston comes in the form of Ryan Spikes, but he is not an easy out. And he loves playing in Lynchburg. Two home runs on the series. Two doubles on the series. And one single. We're in game two. Tying run is still out second. Righty-on-righty matchup. First pitch swinging caught a piece of both the umpire and the catcher. And they both need a moment. Took something off of it. Maybe a changeup for strike one. Home plate umpire will deliver the ball directly to the pitcher as Frank Sammons and Jordan Smith go out to check on Lopez. As that caught a piece of his, maybe his neck. It kind of caught in between the mask and the shoulder pad. He gives the all clear and they head back to the dugout. Always going to be drama whenever there's a game between these two ball clubs. 0-1 to Spikes. Two aboard, two away, top of the ninth inning, one-run ball game. The 0-1 from Jacobs. Down and away, Spikes laid off. An 83-mile-an-hour slider, 1-1. Jacobs looks at second and fires. Fouled back. And the River Dogs are down to their final strike. Hillcats won game one, 7-5. They lead game two, 6-5 here in the ninth. Tying run at second, go ahead run at first. Two away here in the ninth inning. Ryan Spikes at the dish. Righty on righty matchup. The pitch. Tried to paint the outside corner, just missed 2-2. We mentioned almost 1,500 on hand. You can hear them. The right-hander sets out the belt, takes a deep breath and fires. Popped up first base side. Collado ranging toward foul territory out of play, and it'll land about four rows back in the party deck. Spike stays alive. We'll try again. Tying run at second in the form of Xavier Isaac. Cooper Kinney at first. The 2-2 to Ryan Spikes. High pop-up out of play. And Spikes got underneath a fastball. We'll try again. Right-hander will throw back to second. Actually, no throw. He just pump-faked it. There was a guy on second. They might have had him. He had everybody fooled in the ballpark. Spikes in the box for the 2-2. The right-hander delivers. Line drive over towards second. Out past the glove of Tucker. And we have a tie ball game. Ryan Spikes delivers with two outs and two strikes here in the ninth inning. An RBI single past the outstretched glove of Carson Tucker. And we are knotted up at six apiece. As Odalis Peguero will be the batter, but he'll face a new arm as Jordan Smith will go to his bullpen with two down here in the ninth inning in a tie ball game. Back and forth we go like a seesaw. Jacobs gets an ovation from the home crowd as Lynchburg turns to their bullpen once more. We'll be back after this on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network and Bally Live.
Hey there, Hillcats fans. The Guardians' future is here on MILB.TV. With all home and most away games streamed live, the only way to watch the Hillcats on any device this season is on MILB.TV. Use promo code Hillcats at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription. Visit MILB.TV for details today.
Want to create a memorable group experience at the ballpark this summer? To learn more about how you can customize group outings, picnics, and skybox suite rentals, visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com today.
Catch all the action all season long at Lynchburg-Hillcats.com. Now back to the field, here's Jason Prill.
All squared up here in the ninth inning. The Hillcats put four on the board in the bottom half of the eighth inning to go up by two. Then in the top of the ninth, Charleston scoring two of their own as they have tied it 6-6. Zach Jacobs exits the ball game with runners on first and second and two away as Luis Almonte will be the new arm for the Hillcats. Almonte making his 12th appearance. He's yet to pick up a decision, an ERA above 7, 14 innings. 21 strikeouts, 15 walks. Almonte's last outing came on June the 7th against Kannapolis. He went a third of an inning, three hits, four runs, one strikeout, three walks. He will be tasked with getting the final out here in the ninth and keeping it a tie ball game for the Hillcats. Looking ahead, it'll be Hanau, Collado, and Lopez due up in the ninth inning. But still in front of us, Charleston threatening, two aboard, two away. Odalis Peguero at the plate. Peguero, three hits on the evening. Almonte delivers inside for ball one, and now Lopez got crossed up, and he wants to go out and clear up his signs. Peguero, two singles and a triple. He's had a night. He needs one more base knock here to give the River Dogs the lead in the ninth inning. Otherwise, the Hillcats come up to bat. A tie ball game. Six all. It's where we sit. The 1-0 to Peguero. Ground ball over towards second. Tucker sliding play. Spins, fires, and Collado stabs it for the final out of the inning. We head to the bottom half of the ninth inning. Squared at six. We will be back with the bottom half of the ninth inning after this timeout on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network and Bally Live.
If you haven't planned that vacation yet, start by checking Lynchburg Regional Airport. With our great round-trip airfares to many popular destinations, flying from Lynchburg is easy and affordable. Offering daily departures on American Airlines to Charlotte with connections to over 170 nonstop destinations worldwide. To check airfares and book tickets, visit flylyh.com today and click Book Now. Prices are subject to change without notice, and certain restrictions apply. Advance purchase is required and availability is limited. Your close and convenient connection. Check Lynchburg first.
Revenge will be on the mind of the Lynchburg Hillcats as a rematch of last year's Carolina League Championship takes place at Bank of the James Stadium June 13th through the 18th. Join us on Friday as we give away 500 three-quarters length t-shirts for Backyard Hillcats Night. On Saturday, the Hillcats will be raising money for the Pediatric Brain Tumor Foundation as part of the Hillcats versus Cancer Night. Then on Sunday, sign up for the Father's Day barbecue to enjoy special treats for dads and their families. Get your tickets at Lynchburg-Hillcats.com.
I'm Press Kavanaugh, outfielder, and you're listening to Hillcats Baseball.
Here we go. Bottom of the ninth inning, tie ball game, six apiece. Matt Wyatt remains on the mound. Angel Hanau, Mike Coyado, and Robert Lopez, the three due up for the Hillcats. The right-hander delivers the first pitch inside for ball one. And now, with a single back in the fourth inning, he's reached base three times, though. The 1-0 in the dirt. Ball two. Hillcats scored four in the eighth to take a two-run lead, then gave up two in the top half of the ninth inning as Charleston tied it up. They'll now try to put one to win the ball game in there for a strike, 2-1. The right-hander kicks and fires outside, ball three. It all starts with the leadoff runner getting aboard if you're the Hillcats. And now at the plate, he has some speed. He could be dangerous on the base pass. The 3-1. Outside, ball four. There is an arm getting loose for Charleston in the bullpen as Mike Coyado will dig in. He's one for four, singled and scored in the fourth inning. Third baseman Pagero pulled in, expecting a bunt. Rest of the infield open for a double play. Line drive left center field. Going to be a tough play. Simpson won't get there. Hanau can only advance to second as he had to freeze on the line drive. But the Hillcats have something cooking. Two aboard. Nobody out. The winning run at second. Robert Lopez at the plate. He singled and scored in the eighth inning. A single could win it here. Tie ball game, bottom of the ninth inning. 6-6. Matt Wyatt on the mound. The right-hander sets out the belt, and the pitch clock has expired for ball one. Held on to it a little bit too long. We see that happen the farther we get into ball games as the pressure begins to rise. The 1-0 from Wyatt. Lopez takes down and in. A good block by Keegan to keep it in front. Ball two. Angel Hanau represents the winning run for the Hillcats. He's on second base. Mike Coyado at first, inconsequential. 2-1 as Lopez takes a strike on the inside edge. Lopez has been swinging the hottest bat for the Hillcats as of late. The 2-1 from Wyatt. Ball three. Carson Tucker stands on deck. He's got a 4-for-4 night going. If Lopez reaches and Hanau does not score, he would be up to 3-1. Ball four. Bases loaded. Nobody out. That arm in the Charleston bullpen can't get ready any quicker. Levi Romero will make a slow walk out to the mound as Carson Tucker will dig in. It looks like the arm is ready for Charleston in the bullpen. But it's a righty-on-righty matchup. Infield will be pulled in. I don't know what Smedley will do. The pitching coach breaks up the conversation. And I believe that might be their fifth mound visit. They're going to ride with Wyatt. Carson Tucker, perfect on the night. 4 for 4, bases loaded, nobody out, tie ball game, bottom of the ninth. Ball one. Wyatt struggling to find the zone. A walk wins it. A base hit wins it. A pop fly might win it. The 1-0 from Wyatt. In there, 1-1. Came with the fastball at 93. Tucker, he's got 2 doubles, 2 singles. He scored on his last trip to the plate in the eighth. 1-1. Half-hearted swing. He went through it. Strike two. Infield pulled in. If this hits the ground, Hanau, the winning run at third. The two-strike pitch from Wyatt to Tucker. In the dirt, a good pick by Keegan to keep that in front. Don't want to make any base running mistakes here. You also don't want to throw a wild pitch. Outfield pulled in, trying to cut off anything shallow. The 2-2 from Wyatt. High chopper foul. Tucker just topped a fastball. Was out in front. Bases loaded. Nobody out. That is the third time the Hillcats have been in this situation tonight. The right-hander sets out the belt for the 2-2. Here it comes. Ball three. Full count. A slider missed down and away. Biggest pitch of the night. Colmenares comes in to try to hype up Wyatt. This is the ball game right here, folks. Payoff pitch. At the knees, called strike three. Tucker goes down with the bat on his shoulder, which will bring up Jose Devers with the bases loaded. He's 2 for 4. Devers, the holder of the lone walk-off for the Hillcats this season. That came against Salem 2 homestands ago. Mike Coyado at second. Hanau over at third. Ground ball up the middle, into center field. Devers does it again. A walk-off RBI single for Jose Devers, and the Hillcats win it 7-6. He came out first pitch swinging, and Jose Devers delivers. And Lynchburg walks it off to win game two. Woo-hoo-hoo. What a ball game. Needless to say, we got a lot to recap. The celebration a bit more toned down from the last one. But nevertheless, Lynchburg wins it tonight 7-6. We'll be back to recap it after this on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network and Bally Live.
Hey there, Hillcats fans. The Guardians' future is here on MILB.TV. With all home and most away games streamed live, the only way to watch the Hillcats on any device this season is on MILB.TV. Use promo code Hillcats at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription. Visit MILB.TV for details today.
Want to create a memorable group experience at the ballpark this summer? To learn more about how you can customize group outings, picnics, and skybox suite rentals, visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com today.
Catch all the action all season long at Lynchburg-Hillcats.com. Now back to the field. Here's Jason Prill.
Hillcats win in walk-off fashion. 7-6 our score as Lynchburg wins two straight here to open up the series, knocking off the River Dogs in dramatic fashion each of the last two nights. A lot of heroes we could choose from, but the one that won it, Jose Devers, will be joining Rox Cruz any moment now. We'll wait for him to come out of the dugout for our post-game interview. Lynchburg trailed to start the ball game. They scratched and clawed their way back and come up with a hard-fought 7-6 victory. Right now, though, let's toss it down to Rox Cruz with tonight's player of the game, Hillcat hero, Jose Devers. I hope they had for the future and our goals in sight. We know we don't get depressed. Here's what we call.
All right, so you're here standing with me again, this time soaking wet. I want to know if you're trying to make it a habit of having these walk-off runs.
As long as I can, I'll do it.
Okay, did you do anything different? Because it seems like you guys are having a lucky week this week. Bubba last night, you tonight. Did you do anything different today that we're going to put into the routine from now on?
Same thing, just sticking to the process.
All right, well, stay a champ, man. Good job.
That was Rox Cruz with tonight's Hillcat hero, Jose Devers, as Lynchburg walks it off to win 7-6 in nine innings. It was a fun one. The Hillcats struck second tonight, back-to-back games, and somehow they've won both. Not their strong suit on the season, but it's worked out for them in this series. The River Dogs put two on the board in the first inning, thanks to a double from Dominic Keegan and a throwing error by Carson Tucker in the first, putting two runs on the board. Then in the fourth, Lynchburg tied things up. Hanau and Coyado singled to open up the inning. Tucker brought home Hanau with an RBI double, and then Jose Devers tied things up on a fielder's choice, one of two RBIs for him on the night. Then in the sixth, the River Dogs would retake the lead on a walk from Dominic Keegan as he would come around to score later on a Ryan Spikes RBI double down the right field line. In the eighth, River Dogs would add another one on the board as Coleman Ares would come around to score thanks to Peguero's RBI single. And in the bottom half of the inning, a bases-clearing RBI triple from Zach Fassia would give the Hillcats a one-run lead. Fassia would later score on sacrifice fly from Guy Lipscomb, which gave them a two-run advantage. Charleston would put two on the board of their own in the ninth inning for a nice sliding play by Carson Tucker. Robbed Peguero of another RBI base hit and kept it a tie ball game heading to the bottom half of the ninth inning. And then in the ninth, Hanau walked to lead things off. Coyado singled him to second. Lopez walked him to third. And then two batters later, Jose Devers on the first pitch delivered for the second time. Another walk-off single, winning the ball game 7-6 as Hanau came home to score. And Lynchburg, winners of two straight here in this series. Seven runs, 17 hits, three errors for the Hillcats. Six runs, 10 hits. No airs for the River Dogs. We'll be back again tomorrow. If you don't have your tickets, you're going to want to be here. This has been a heck of a series. We're giving away a PS5 as well at the ballpark. You can't ask for more than that. Chance to win twice tomorrow. Can't make it. We'll be back on the broadcast starting at about 6:20. In time for first pitch at 6:30. Once again, your final score, 7-6, a walk-off victory for the Hillcats here this evening. I'm Jason Prill saying good night, God bless, and go Hillcats.